This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last visit, we built a bridge between Paul's thoughts in 2 Timothy chapters 1 and 2. We looked at how to keep the faith as we run the relay race of serving Christ with fellow team members. In chapter 2, Paul shares what goes into running your leg of the race effectively. Paul had run the first leg of many relay races with Timothy and other teammates. He was now in prison and convinced his running days were over. He was now passing the baton to Timothy one more time. Only this time, it was to assign him the responsibility to run the first lap in subsequent races. He then stood back and looked at the many races he ran with satisfaction, humbly declaring, "I have finished the race." In chapter 2, he shares with Timothy and us how we can run so as to finish well. He encourages us to reflect on what he shares in verses 1 through 6. Then he challenges us to remember who we represent in verse 8. He also wants us to remember why we are in the race in verses 9 through 14. In the rest of the chapter, he reminds us to do the best we can as we help others. Let's begin by considering what Paul wanted Timothy to reflect on with the promise, "The Lord will give you insight into all this." He begins with the command, "You then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus." When facing significant challenges in life, we need to be reminded that our strength comes from the grace found in Christ Jesus. Always recognize this source of strength if you want to run to win. You will accomplish God's will only as you rely on His grace.